Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to Toronto City Church and our online worship experience. As always, it's so good to see you. So good to have you joining our spiritual community, our spiritual family here as we worship and we connect together. I'm really excited today because we're actually starting a new series. And the title of this new series is called About My Father's Business. We're basing this out of the passage out of Luke 2:49. You know the story, or at least the vast majority of you know the story, where Jesus had gone with his parents to Jerusalem. They ended up going home and they thought he was with them, kind of part of the family. But after a couple days, I'm not quite sure how that worked out, but after a couple days, they realized they didn't have Jesus. So they went back. They searched Jerusalem for him and they ended up finding him in the temple where he was speaking with all the religious leaders, and they were astounded at the wisdom he had. And so they kind of got on Jesus' case, and they're like, Jesus, why did you do this to us? You know the things us parents would say. I'm sure all of us parents know what we would say in that moment. But Luke 2:49 says, he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? And so we want to take time this month, and we're really going to lay the groundwork, but we want to talk about being about our Father's business. Come on, wherever you are right now, I just want you to say, I'm about my Father's business. Yo, it's interesting. I was thoughtful today as I was getting ready to record this message that today we're literally pretty much at the 1 year mark of when the pandemic started. I mean, if you can believe it, it's been a year since all kinds of things had to shut down. You know, church life was changed. Everything. I mean, there definitely was very much a before and an after reality for all of us. And you know what? It is definitely, I think if we're all honest, it has definitely been quite the year, hasn't it? I mean, Lord knows there's been many victories, there's been many good things, there's been many breakthroughs, but there's also been many challenges, many difficulties. There's been grief, there's been loss. For some of us, there's been some very significant difficulties and difficult circumstances that we have faced. And so in the middle of all this, in the middle of all this year that we've lived out, it's very easy for us to go into what I'm going to call survival mode. It's very easy for us, even in our lives, in our relationships, in our walk with God, in the calling of God on our life, for us to withdraw, for us to hold back, for us to go into survival mode. But in doing this series this month, talking about our Father's business, I really feel like the Lord wants to encourage us in a fresh way. Even as we're at this 1 year anniversary, and I know we're not completely out of the woods yet. We're not completely finished. But in the middle of this, we are going to come into, over the coming weeks or the coming months, we're going to see more things open up. We're going to see, you know, kind of things kind of return to, maybe I'll say a new normal, because it won't always necessarily be exactly what it's been. But in the middle of this, I really feel the heart of God to encourage us, where he wants us to lift up our heads. He wants us to lift up our eyes. He's calling us to dream again in a fresh way. He's calling us to step out in a new and a fresh way. He's calling us to push forward, and he's calling us to be about our Father's business. So wherever you are, again, I want you just to say, I'm about my Father's business. And so let's pray. Father, we come before you today in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask, even as we start off this new series, and as I share this message today, God, that you will mark each one of our hearts just with this passion to be about our Father's business. God, that you will take us, wherever we sit right now on that spectrum of survival mode, that you will move us from survival mode, and you'll move us into pushing forward in a fresh way in all that you have for us. So I pray for this for us individually. Lord, I also pray for us corporately in Jesus' name. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, I want you to go with me to James 1:2-4. This is a passage we've visited several times over the past year. It was one of the main passages I focused on a year ago when we first entered into everything that was happening with COVID and all that was going on in the world around us. And you know, when I think about this year, one of the things I definitely feel is it has been a James 1 season for us. Now let's read James 1:2-4, and I'll explain what I mean. It says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Now let's just break this passage down for a few moments. The first thing that I want you to see is it says, count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds. You'll remember at the start of this year, we did 21 days of joy. It's one of the key things that God has been speaking to us. He said, I want to give you joy in this season, and I also want to train you in joy for the seasons that are going to come. But guys, when we talk about count all joy, we've definitely been in a season where all of us, to a varying degree, many of us to a serious degree, have faced some real trials and we face some real difficulties. And the Bible says that we need to understand that is going to happen. I wish there was a verse that I could pull out for you that said, become a Christian, follow Jesus, and all your trials and difficulties and problems will go away. But it's not in there. Sometimes following Jesus actually means it's going to get harder sometimes. Sometimes following Jesus means you're going to face even bigger challenges, even bigger difficulties. It's still worth it to do it, especially when you think of an eternity. But we need to understand that. We need to build a robust perspective and robust theology to understand where suffering and where, you know, battling in faith does fit in and is part of our Christian life. And so we've been in a season where there's been trials, where there's been difficulties, where it's been tough. Man, we've been in a season where it's been stressful. We've been in a season where we haven't seen exactly what's going to happen or where we're going to go. But watch, because the second part, it says in the middle of this, he says, okay, count it all joy. So God's teaching us in joy when you face trials, not if you face trials, but when you face trials, because we are going to meet trials and we've been in a year of trials and challenge and difficulty. But then he says that for you know the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. So that's the second thing I also want us to see here. The testing of our faith produces steadfastness. This year, and here's what this is part of. There's a word I want to release at the end of this message to you, just something I really believe that God is saying prophetically to us as a church. But this year, your faith has grown more than you realize. This year has been a year for your faith to grow. Now, but you, but you know, when you're naturally growing, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be taller. I wanted to be tall. You know, you mark your head spot in the line, you know, mark a line on the wall. This is how tall I am. You're always going back to check. Am I taller? And, you know, if you do that quite a bit, you're going to get frustrated because you're going to feel like I'm not growing at all. But then, you know, what happens is you just grow little by little. And then all of a sudden, one day you go back to the line and all of a sudden you're taller. And you didn't realize you were growing. You didn't necessarily even feel you were growing. I mean, maybe you had a little growing pains, but just over time you grew. I remember this for me one summer. We had a cottage that my grandparents owned. We go back to the cottage. And I remember one summer I went back and all of a sudden I could see on top of the fridge. You know, I could never see on top of the fridge before, but that year I'd grown enough that all of a sudden, I always remember to this day, I just kind of, whoa, I could see on top of the fridge because I hadn't even been paying attention or realized how much I've been growing. In this season, over this last year, God has been growing our faith. Every single one of you, your faith has been growing. And for many of us, particularly as we've leaned in and we've engaged with the Lord, our faith has grown more than we've realized. And when you test your faith and your faith grows, I love this, it says it produces steadfastness. So God has been growing us in faith, but God has also been growing us in steadfastness, to stand firm, you know, to not move. The testing of our faith and what we've walked through this year, God has been building into us a toughness. He's been building into us a determination. He's been building into us a focus. One of the words I love, he's building grit into us. God in this season is raising up gritty Christians, gritty believers who are not going to get pushed around by trials and difficulties and persecutions and things that come against them. They're just going to push through it and do what God's called them to do. And they're not going to do it with a spirit of sadness or a spirit of heaviness, but they're actually going to push through in a spirit of joy. But God is developing these things in us. He's developing faith. He's developing steadfastness. And I love this because here's what James says. He said, as steadfastness is developed in us, watch this. As steadfastness is developed in us, then that brings us to being perfect and complete. So watch this progress, because I've been saying this is a James 1 season. We learn to count it joy when we go through trials and difficulties. We put our faith to the test, and this develops a grit, a determination, a focus in us. It develops a kingdom toughness, if I could call it that, where we don't get thrown off easily. We're not going to, the enemy, he's not just going to come in with some little attack and throw us off. And God says this grit, this toughness, this steadfastness is so important because this develops you being perfect and complete. Now, a lot of people get thrown off by that if they don't understand the meaning of the words in the Greek. But that word perfect and complete doesn't mean like you never make a mistake. It means maturity. And so it brings about maturity. And so watch what God is doing, because I feel like, and I feel a very prophetic edge today, as I've said to you several times, that God is speaking to us in this time, and even speaking to us at the 1 year mark. He's saying, yes, it's been a year where you've had to learn to count it all joy through trials and tribulations. And it's been a year for growing your faith. It's been a year, both individually and corporately, Toronto City Church, for us to grow our steadfastness, our spiritual tenacity and toughness, and for us to grow grit. And in this, God's saying, you've been growing up this year. I have been growing you and I've been maturing you. This is the whole progression of what God is doing. So this last year has been a year of counting it all joy. It's been a year of trials and difficulties. It has been a year of faith. It has been a year of steadfastness and toughness. And it's been a year of maturing and growing up in God. And why is this maturity so important? Why is this growing in faith so important? Why is this growing in steadfastness and a spiritual grit so important? Why? Because when we mature, guys, we can be entrusted with more. And that is what I'm after today. That's where I believe God has taken us. He's saying, Toronto City Church, this has been a James 1 season. In many ways, it will continue to be a James 1 season. But I am growing you up in me because there is more that I want to give you. There is more that I want to entrust you with. Toronto City Church family member, I want to encourage you in your life, wherever you're watching me right now, sitting on your couch, sitting in your car, lying on your bed, wherever you are today, sitting at your kitchen table, wherever you are, God says, I want to give you more. God says it's a season for increase. God says it's a season where you've been faithful with little, but I want to give you much. I want to bring more into you. God is saying this to us corporately as a church, that it's a season where I want to give you, I want to entrust you in more. But to be entrusted with more, to be entrusted, to be more involved in our Father's business, he says, I need to grow you up. And I need to continue to grow up. It's a call to maturity. Come on, somebody say maturity. Right, guys, here's how it works. The more mature we are, the more God can entrust us with. The less mature we are, the less God can trust us with. Often, the deciding factor of why we are not walking in more of what God has promised and prophesied into our life is not that God's holding it back. It's not we've not embraced the level of maturity to walk in it yet. Let me show you what I mean. If we go to Galatians 4, verse 1, it says, I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. Now, the context of this passage, the Apostle Paul is particularly speaking about the law and he's speaking about grace. But the spiritual principle here is still the same. He talks about the heir, or he talks about a child. And so imagine for yourself a child who is maybe an only child and his parents are billionaires. And they have already made the decision in their will that everything they have is going to go to him and is going to be entrusted to him. And so in essence, this child is a billionaire. But how many of you know that when that child is 2 or 3 or 4, when that child is 6 or 7 or 8, they do not access the majority of what is laid up for them? Why? Because they are not mature enough yet to handle it. It's there for them. It belongs to them. It's been promised to them. But they need to grow up so they can walk in it. Let me give an example from my life. I have a 13-year-old in the house now. And it is not lost upon me that in 3 years from now, well, less than 3 years now, I'm going to be taking that 13-year-old, who will then at that point be 16, down to the drive test center to get his driver's license. And all of a sudden, my son is going to be behind the wheel of a car. And I am going to be sitting in the passenger side, praying in the spirit as he starts to learn to drive that car. Well, actually, I actually think my son will do very well very quickly. He's real smart that way. He's real sharp that way. But here's the deal. There's a point of maturity that when he is going to be entrusted with that car. But if he came to me today and he said, Dad, give me the keys, can I drive? I wouldn't even have to think about it. The answer would be no. I'm not letting you drive around with that, not just for the sake of others, but even for your own safety and your protection. Why? Because you're not mature enough yet to be able to handle or steward that kind of responsibility. Right? Where am I going with this, guys? Where I'm going in this is one of the things that God has been doing behind the scenes in this season is he's been growing us up and he's been maturing us. And he's been building us in faith. He's been building us in steadfastness. He's been building us things. Why? Because there is more that he wants to give us. There is more that he wants to release to us. Guys, eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And there's an element of that that is in eternity, but there's an element of that even in the inheritance that we walk in right now. And I want to just speak to you, and I want to stir your heart today. I know it's been hard. I know it's been challenging. I know you've shed some tears. I know you've battled through times of loneliness. I know you've battled through times of frustration. I know maybe you've battled through times you felt like, God, where are you? God, what is going on right now? But I want you to know in the middle of it all that your Heavenly Father who loved you was working, and he has been maturing us so we are ready for that which is to come. He is maturing us so he can invite us to a greater dimension of being part of our Father's business. See, when your child is young, you do not involve them in your business. Number one, because there's child labor laws and you shouldn't do that to that degree. But number two, because they're just not ready for it yet. They're not mature enough for that yet. But as they mature and as you see them grow, you invite them more and more into your business. And in the same way, I feel like for anyone who has ears to hear, anyone who has a heart to respond, that we're in a season now. I mean, just where you are even now, just say, yes, Lord, I'm in. Where God's saying, I want to invite you into a new dimension of being part of my business, being part of what I am doing, being part of understanding. God wants to begin to reveal to you fresh perspectives and fresh way that he's seen things. Even last week, we're talking about with Healing School Sunday, he wants to invite us into a fresh level of his power. He wants to invite us into a fresh level of revelation. He wants to invite us into a fresh level of seeing souls come into the kingdom, walking in kingdom finances. All these things, guys, it's here. And he's been growing us and he's been moving in us. But it's for us to say, will we? I mean, even time back to last week, will we respond in excellence? Will we be those who say yes? Will we be those who say, yes, I'm going to be about my Father's business? Come on, somebody say, I'm about my Father's business. Let's look at another verse. Because see, here's the thing. Let me jump back to Galatians 4. Let me make sure I say this. That the child is an heir to all, but he does not walk in all until he matures. And the more we mature, the more we walk in. See, God's calling us mature. He loves us too much to give us certain things if we're not ready for them. And here's what's interesting. In the natural, right, in our natural world, you eat, you sleep, you naturally grow. But in the spirit, you can stay a spiritual baby for your entire Christian walk. Growth in the kingdom is not about chronological age or how long you've been a Christian. Growth in the kingdom is really measured through obedience and yieldedness to the Holy Spirit. And many Christians have got stuck at that obedience point where they would not continue to obey God. And they go to church, they read their Bible, they pray, they give, they see some good things happen because God loves his children. He'll still take care of you. But there is so much more that God has if you will just grow up into it, because he's got his business that he wants you to be part of in a greater way. Let's look at Romans 8, 18 to 19. It says, for I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed in us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. It's interesting. A couple things I want you to hear. Number one, notice first of all, it talks about the sufferings of the present time, but the glory that's going to be revealed. That glory was not talking about heaven. The Bible is talking about that at any time we go through a season of challenge or suffering or difficulty, if we will just stick with Jesus, if we will just stand in faith, if we will just persevere, we are always going to come out in glory on the other side. We're going to come out more like Christ. We're going to come out in victory. We're going to come out in strength. So even as we've gone through some sufferings, set your faith with me that we are going to see greater glory in the name of Jesus. But the second thing I want you to see is verse 19. It says, for creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. Now, that word there, sons of God, if you go into the Greek, and let me make sure to say this. Ladies, the sons of God applies to you just as much as it applies to men. If I can be the bride of Christ, you can be a son of God in this context. And so it's referring to all of us. And it is talking, those sons of God there, it's actually the Greek word huios, which means mature sons. In other words, if we were going to interpret this correctly, it says all creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the matured sons and daughters of God. Creation is longing. Creation is waiting. And yes, there is part of the context of this verse that is referring to creation in the end when Jesus returns and creation is waiting for the manifestation. But there is also an application in this day now. Family, Toronto is crying out for mature sons and daughters of God. People don't know it. People don't understand it. But something in their spirit is crying out for something more. Something in their spirit is asking, is God real? They need to see mature sons and daughters of God walking in the power, walking in the authority, walking in the life. This is what is at stake. Creation is waiting for the maturing or for the manifestation of mature sons and daughters of God. Will we continue to embrace this maturing process? And will we allow ourselves to hear the call of the Spirit to become to enter into our Father's business? See, it's interesting. The Scriptures actually use the picture of a child growing up into adulthood to also describe us growing up in God. 1 Peter 2 verse 2 says, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. So this teaches us that when we first get saved, we are like spiritual infants. But then in 1 Corinthians 14, 20, Paul said this, brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature. So then the Bible tells us as well that spiritually, and there's many more verses, we can be spiritual children. But then Ephesians 4, 14 to 15 says this, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. Right? So we see this dynamic. We can be spiritual babies, we can be spiritual children, or we can grow up into the head who is Christ. Where are you today on your spiritual maturing journey? Now, this is not a race. I'm not a competition. I'm not asking you to compare to others. But identify where you are, because God says, I want to grow you even more. And again, remember, growth in the kingdom does not have to do with chronological age. Yes, there's certain things that help if you're just in the Word and in the things of God over a longer season of time. But growth in the kingdom is connected to your yieldedness to the Holy Spirit and to the Lordship of Jesus in our life. That means that someone who's been a Christian for a year can be spiritually more mature than someone else who's been a Christian for 15 years, because it has to do with obedience. Guys, there's no glass ceiling in the kingdom. God wants you to rise high in Him. He's calling you to be part of the Father's business, but we've got to grow up into this. Right? It's interesting. Even in this verse in Ephesians, it says when you're a children, you get tossed to and fro by waves. In other words, life's hard. I mean, I'm not trying to go down this path too much, but the difficulties of life just pushes back and forth. And then we get thrown around by different doctrines and all these things. But when we grow up, and we speak the truth in love, we come up and there's a stability, and there's a maturity. God is calling us to maturity. Right? If you think about the cycle of maturity, is when you mature, you move from everything being about you to it being about others. You move from just wanting to be served, right? A baby is just served by everybody. Babies don't serve others. Babies are served. But as you grow up, you move into serving others as well. You move from just having things given to you to where you become the one who's giving to others. You move from a place of inconsistency and being tossed back and forth to a place of consistency and stability. You move from having little responsibility, right? You don't give much responsibility to a 3-year-old, but you give a lot of more responsibility to a 13-year-old. And by 30, you should be having a lot of responsibility. Why? Because that's all part of the maturing process. And God is wanting to grow us, guys. And this is just really the heart of where I want to kind of bring this to a close. He is growing us to a place where we can be about our Father's business. Again, with all that's gone on in the world around us, the tendency is to draw back. The tendency is to draw in. The tendency is to go in survival mode. But in the name of Jesus, I declare over your life today, I declare over our church family, I declare over every single one, any area that we have gone into survival mode, in the name of Jesus, today I speak, wake up. Today in the name of Jesus, I speak, rise up. Today in the name of Jesus, I speak, lift your head up. Today in the name of Jesus, I speak, dream again. Today in the name of Jesus, I speak, believe. believe again. Today, in the name of Jesus, I speak. It's not time to hide out, but it is time to push forward. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord, and our commanding chief says it's time to march. It's time to move into the promised land. It's time to move into the things that he has for us in a fresh way. COVID or not COVID, life challenges or not, God is saying, I'm making a way in the wilderness. I'm making streams in the desert. The devil can throw a Red Sea in front of you. I'm just going to part it for you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. There is more that I have for you. Greater am I in you than anything that you're going to face in this world. That my love cannot be stopped. And the Father says over your life, it's time to get up. It's time to strap your spiritual armor on again. It's time for you to rise up again. And it's time for you to go, just like even David and his men at Ziklag, where they came back in and the city was burned to the ground and so many things were taken off. But the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And then he arose, he overtook, and he recovered all. And even if the devil has stolen some things from you in this season, it's time to encourage yourself in the Lord. It's time to rise up. It's time to overtake, and it's time to recover all. It is time for us to be about our Father's business. Guys, it's time for us to get up in the morning and not just pray about what God do for us. But Lord, when was the last time we prayed and said, Lord, what can I do for you today? When was the last time we said, God, how can I be involved in advancing your kingdom today? When was the last time we said, God, how can I serve you today? When was the last time we prayed, God, what's on your heart today? When was the last time we prayed, God, who can I be generous with today in Jesus' name? Who can I minister to today in Jesus' name, right? This is all about changing this perspective. And I feel for a lot of us, it's not like a complete change. It's just like, the last year's been hard and we just got kind of knocked off and we don't have to get back up in our own strength, guys. It's he's saying, no, I'm calling you to rise up to be part and afresh of my Father's business. Will you say yes to join him in a fresh way in this season to be about your Father's business? And just in closing, here's the word that I felt he gave for us. I mean, I've shared most of it anyways, but here's what I felt God say. God says to every one of us today, every member of Toronto City Church, every person watching this, God says you have grown more in this past season than you realize. God says in the middle of all that you've gone through, my grace has been with you, my love is with you, and you have grown more than you realize. Some of you have been real kind of negative on yourself recently, but God says, no, you've grown more than you realize. You've grown more than you even understand. There's been things I've done in you that you can't yet see, right? The devil thought he was going to bury you, but he didn't understand you were a seed. And you get buried, but that's actually where you need to be because that's where you sprout up. God says you've grown more than you realize. The second thing that I believe God says is he says, I want to trust you with more. Hear me, that everybody hear me. This is corporate, but it's also individual. God says, I want to trust you with more. I want to give you more. And the third thing that I hear him saying is, get ready for it. Right? You've grown more than you know. I want to trust you with more. Get ready for it. Get ready to be part of your Father's business in a new and a fresh way. Get ready to walk in it. Two verses that will speak to this, then we're going to pray. Hebrews 12:12-13. So be made strong even in your weakness by lifting up your tired hands in prayer and worship, and strengthen your weak knees, for as you keep walking forward on God's path, all your stumbling ways will be divinely healed. Man, if that's not a word from the Lord, can I just speak that over every single one of you today? God, even in your weakness, even when we felt worn down, we felt tired, I know some of you in your heart, I don't want to pray. I don't want to worship. I don't want to read my Bible. I don't want to do that. I'm just tired. I am tired. Well, God in the middle of it says, listen, you can sit there and say you're tired, or you can be made strong in your weakness. And he says, this is how it's going to happen. Lift up your tired hands in prayer and in worship. Dive deep in prayer. Dive deep in worship. Lift up your tired hands because God says, you've grown more than you know. I've got great things for you. Prepare for it. We are going to prepare in the place of prayer. We are going to prepare in the place of worship. And God says, listen, keep walking forward. Strengthen those weak knees. And watch this, because sometimes I know you're still like, well, Pastor, I'm just struggling still. It's hard, but God says, keep walking forward. And as you walk forward, all your stumbling ways will be divinely healed. And then the last verse I want to share with you, and this just like, I'm just kind of hitting with it, but just prophetic. Isaiah 61:3. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. For the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Toronto City Church, as we bring this message to a close today, I speak, I declare, I prophesy over every one of you. I prophesy over us corporately. We will, in the name of Jesus, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Maybe you got knocked down in this last season. Maybe you got knocked down over this last year. That's okay. You're just in the perfect place to arise and shine. You're just in the perfect place to rise up in a fresh way. You're just in a perfect way to rise up on what God has for you. Rise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It is a time and a season for greater manifestations of the glory of God. What does the glory of God mean? We're not just talking about some mist or cloud. We're talking about God being made tangible and visible to people around us. When people get healed, that's to the glory of God. When we see financial breakthrough, that's to the glory of God. When depression is broken off people's lives, that's to the glory of God. Where there's wisdom to know what to do when nobody else knows what to do, that is the glory of God manifesting. His glory is going to rise and shine, and darkness may cover the earth. Thick darkness is going to be on the people, but the Lord will arise upon you. His glory will be seen upon you, and nations will come to his light. We've often talked about the vision here at Toronto City Church, that we want to be a church that has every nation of the world represented in it, that the nations of the world have come to Toronto, the most multicultural city on the face of the planet Earth. And God has a divine purpose in that, because he sets the times and seasons and the placement of people. But we literally can touch the world, even through what God's doing, through internet and through what we're doing here online. He's saying, I want my glory to shine on you. I want it to go to the nations, and nations will come to light because of what I do in you. And so I want to encourage you today in the name of Jesus. You have grown more than you realize. God wants to trust you with more. Get ready, get ready, get ready for it. Get prepared. Be made strong even in weakness through raising tired hands in prayer and worship. Keep walking the path that God has for you, and he's going to straighten it. He's going to strengthen you. And then in the name of Jesus, let's make this decision. We will rise. We will shine. For the glory of the Lord is rising upon us. His glory will be seen upon us, and nations are going to come to the light. Yes, the world is dark. The world will stay dark. The world will get darker. But that's just the perfect place for the light of God to shine. Rise and shine, for the light has come in Jesus' name. And if you are in agreement with me right now, I just want you, wherever you are, just say a massive amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, let me pray for you. We're going to bring this to a close. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you today. Lord, I thank you for this church family. Lord, I thank you for your word to us today. And we receive your word and we say yes to your word. Father, I thank you that even in all we've walked through, God, that you are raising us up and you are maturing us. And you're maturing us so you can entrust us with more. You're maturing us so we can steward all the things you've called us to steward. You're maturing us so that we can walk in these things that you want to give to us and these things you want to do in us. And so I just pray over every person, God, where we're tired, where we're weary, where we're discouraged, God, that we're going to lift up tired hands in prayer and worship, that we are going to walk out that path. We're going to lean in together. And we thank you that we will arise, we will shine, because your light has come. And your glory is rising upon us in Jesus' name. And everyone agreed with me, said, amen, 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 amen. Awesome. Well, we love you. God bless you. Come on, guys, let's do this. Let's rise and shine. Let's lean in together. God is doing some amazing things. I'm excited about it. Let's go there together. Amen? All right. God bless. All right, everyone. Well, before we log off today, there's three things that I want to mention to you. Number one, I want to make sure that in everybody watching this, that everyone is in a place where they're right with God. Are you right with God today? You know, the Bible teaches us that God loves us with an everlasting love, but we've been separated from that love because of sin. Because of sin, we all deserve divine punishment. I'm not just pointing the finger at you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about every single one of us. Bible says all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glorious standard. Because of this, we deserve divine eternal punishment. Now that's the bad news. Here's the good news. Jesus came, he died, and he rose again. He said, if you'll put your faith and trust in me, if you'll turn your back on sin, and you will commit your life to me, you'll give your life to me, I will forgive you, I will free you, and I will take you on this amazing journey in this life, but also into eternal life with me forever. And so if you're watching today and you realize, I've never done that, I need to give my life to Jesus. Or you know what? I need to give my life back to Jesus. I used to follow him, but I've fallen away and I need to come home to him. If you're either one of those people, I want you to pray this prayer with me right from the heart. Say, Jesus, thank you for your love for me. Thank you that you came for me. Thank you that you died for me. Thank you that you rose again. Today I turn my back on sin. I commit my life to you. Fill me. Free me. Forgive me. I want to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, you are now coming to a place supernaturally where you're right with God. I know maybe it sounds too simple, but God loved us so much, he made it that simple. He really matters. He looks at our heart. And if your heart is calling out to him, the Bible says, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. It doesn't make you jump through hoops and do all these things. Just call out to him and he will be there right for you. So if you prayed this prayer and you meant it, please reach out to us. Let us know. There's some options here online, or just shoot us an email, but let us know that you made this commitment to Christ. We want to stand with you and we support you on this journey. Amen? All right, that was number one. Number two, as always, we have our opportunity today to bring our tithes and offerings to the Lord. You know, today, even as we are talking about just maturing and being part of our Father's business, there's an element of maturing where we learn to hear the Holy Spirit and be faithful in our tithes and offerings, but also in our giving. That's one of the ways we are involved in our Father's business, right? His business is about loving people. His business is about advancing his kingdom. And we have the opportunity to give into the kingdom. So even when we bring our tithes and offerings, when we support what's happening here at Toronto City Church, I mean, when you give, you're supporting these messages that are going online and literally starting to impact people in different places of the world. You're giving, you're part of all the different impacts we're making. You're also helping lay a foundation for all the vision and dreams we have going forward. But see, again, it's about having this heart for our Father's business. And part of that is in our giving. And so to all of you who give and so faithfully, thank you so much. Just know that in doing that, you're being part of your Father's business. And if you've not yet understood the power and the blessing of giving and sowing and following God in this way, I just want to encourage you, jump in. Man, God's never going to let you down. And he is always going to, and you can never outgive him. The more you give, the more he gives back to you. And so I just want to encourage you in that today. And so let's pray over our giving. All the giving instructions are on the screen. If you want more information about giving or need to understand something, please just reach out to us. We'd be more than glad to help you. Or if you're having difficulty setting things up, let us know. We'll make sure it works and help you with that. But let's just pray into our giving. Jesus, I thank you today, God, just for the opportunity to be part of your business. And part of being part of our Father's business is through our giving, of bringing our tithes and offerings. So I bless each person that's giving and sowing. Thank you, as we're faithful with little, you make us rulers over much. Thank you that you want to entrust wealth to us, not for selfish means, but for the advancement of your kingdom. And so we thank you for this. We believe, we receive it in Jesus' name. And everyone agreed, said, amen. All right, well, it's been awesome to be together today. Really excited, just looking forward to the week. Obviously, check our announcements. Stay up to speed with everything that's happening. If you don't get, we send out a weekly email on a Sunday night just to kind of keep the church family up to speed. And if Toronto City Church is your home church and you're not getting that email, let us know, because we want to make sure you're added to it. We want to make sure you're put properly within that group so we can keep you up to speed with what is happening. But before you log off today, please make sure you check out our weekly announcements. God bless you. We love you. Have an amazing week. Get out to a connection. Get involved in prayer. Let's just lean into what God's doing in our church in this time and in this season. Amen? All right. God bless.